You always know when you're really cooking. Kisservik Co-op General Manager Glenn Woodford said the Rankin Inlet Co-op takes a leading role in recognizing National Indigenous Peoples Day every year in the community, and he wouldn't have it any other way. He said the store hosts a community barbecue every year and invites the store's partners in the celebration, the RCMP and the fire department, to take part. Any event celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day in Rankin Inlet is led by the co-op, so we play an important role in the recognition of National Indigenous Peoples Day in Rankin, said Woodford. My wife and children are Indigenous, so I think it's important, personally, because it's recognizing Inuit culture. To me, my kids need to know their culture, so, of course, I place a great deal of importance on National Indigenous Peoples Day, which heightens awareness of not only Inuit culture, but Aboriginal peoples' culture. Woodford, who has called Rankin Inlet home now for 21 years, said the significance of the day can often get lost on non-Aboriginal people, but anybody who's non-Aboriginal living in the community needs to recognize the culture of where they live. He said he's seen it in the past where people fairly new to Rankin Inlet didn't get the significance of Inuit culture and how much it means in Nunavut. That baffles me because it's like they don't realize where they are and what the cultural background of the community is. So, our annual barbecue is an important function just for that very reason. Woodford said he's pleased with the size of the crowd the co-op's barbecue attracts every National Indigenous Peoples Day. He said the barbecue is a good social event that starts the summer of activities in Rankin Inlet off on the right foot. There will be other barbecues celebrating Canada Day and Nunavut Day, but ours is the first one that starts the summer celebrations, and that's also important to us here at the store. And, oddly enough, it also just happens to be celebrated on the first day of summer, so I'm very pleased that we're the frontrunner when it comes to these events. The support we get every year is fantastic. Woodford said he can find it difficult to handle when he hears someone making negative comments about the community, especially during celebrations. He said you have to hold your tongue in some situations, but that doesn't mean it's easy to do. There have been times in the past, with some people, that I have spoken up, but I usually speak up anyway when it comes to things like that. Again, it goes back to the importance of recognizing where you are and respecting the people you're working with and whose community you're living in. At the co-op, we're here to provide goods and services in both our retail and hotel operations. And, the lion's share of our membership and patrons are Inuit. It's their culture and it's their community. And anyone who decides to live here should be recognizing that. And, to me, that further shows the importance of celebrating things like National Indigenous Peoples Day. Woodford said every year the co-op prepares 400 hot dogs, 400 hamburgers and juice for everyone in the community who wants to come to the celebration. He said a lot of extra work goes into preparing for the event every year on top of the store's regular duties and that brings a little added stress along with it, but it's well worth the extra effort. Once you get to the point where you can see everything is rolling and people are actually cooking the burgers and the dogs and handing them out to the people, you can't help but think this is pretty cool. You smile and feel the satisfaction of putting on a successful event for the community that everyone can enjoy. It's a special feeling hosting a special event, on a special day, for special people in a special community. That's how I see it anyway.